It's the quintessential 4th of July food, the hot dog. Mel Lone is the larger-than-life personality behind Mel's Hot Dogs in Tampa. He and his wife, Virginia, opened their restaurant next to Busch Gardens in 1973, and it's become a local institution. Dalia Colon of the Zest podcast spoke with Lone about the restaurant's early days.
Tell me about Mel's Hot Dogs. When and how did this get started?
Mel Lone came to Florida in 1968 in a rock and roll band. December of 1968, discovered winters in Florida, said he's never leaving. Having grown up in Chicago, which has thousands of little tiny hot dog stands, Mel went out to get a hot dog up in Tampa. Wasn't a hot dog stand, not a single one. He said to himself, "Self, I'm going to open up a hot dog joint between rock and roll bands." It has now been 47 years. I am still between rock and roll bands, and hot dogs have been very, very good to me.
What were those early days like? Were people immediately receptive?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of cute because the very first day we weren't even ready to open yet. We were just messing around trying to figure out what we were doing because I had no idea about the restaurant business, had no licenses, no permits. I just put the place together with a couple of friends and opened up and waiting for the Coca-Cola people to come and install my menu board. And the guy pops his head in the door and says, "What are y'all doing here?" I said, "You know, I'm getting ready to sell hot dogs." He said, "Got any ready to sell?" "Yeah." And we started selling hot dogs. And I did $99 worth of business my first day. This is in July of 1973. $99, that was a substantial amount of money. And at the end of the day, I said to myself, "I'm going to be rich." $99.
Well, it seems like it worked out pretty well for you. Now, tell me how the menu has changed, because I was looking at your menu online and you've got like low-fat offerings and veggie dogs, and I'm guessing you didn't have those starting out. So how have things changed over the years?
Well, in the beginning, I did a kind of like a Chicago deli kind of a thing. And I mean, they had corned beef and pastrami sandwiches and things that didn't sell and things that I refused to sell. Like, I didn't want to sell hamburgers because I was a hot dog joint. I was a purist, and I didn't have chili dogs or slaw dogs or corn dogs because these are not things that were common in Chicago in hot dog places. And I remember customers coming in, and I said, "That's not a Chicago thing." And the old redneck said to me, "Boy, you ain't in Chicago."
If you did a Florida dog or a Tampa dog, what would that have on it?
I got a Tampa dog. A Tampa dog's whatever you want on your hot dog, I'm going to do it. I would laughingly say I got a couple of rednecks that come in, and I love them. Wonderful people, regular customers. I mean, mayonnaise and ketchup. Unheard of. I mean, in Chicago, they would throw you out of a hot dog joint if you said mayonnaise and ketchup.
You know what? That combination is popular. My husband's Puerto Rican, and they make tostones, which are like fried plantains, and they dip it in a mayonnaise and ketchup mixture.
Ooh.
So that could be a Florida kind of Caribbean hot dog. I don't know. Something to think about. You can call it. You can name it after me. It's fine.
Well, I can. We can call it the Jose Gaspar. No, we tried some salsa and guacamole sauce and sour cream and stuff. But the reality is, most people want traditional style hot dogs.
That was Dalia Colon speaking with Mel Lone, co-owner of Mel's Hot Dogs in Tampa. Mel offered some tips on how to cook better hot dogs at home. You can find his advice at thezestpodcast.com. That's also where you can subscribe to The Zest.